There's a part of me that never came back from Afghanistan. It didn't happen all at once, not with a bang, but slowly, with silence. I stepped off the plane and into a life that still had all its trappings. Family, faith, work. But inside, something vital had gone quiet. Something sacred had slipped beneath the surface. I wasn't angry at God. I didn't renounce him. I just faded. Like the psalmist who cried, "Why are you cast down, O my soul? And why are you disquiet within me? Hope in God, for I shall again praise him, my help." Psalm 42, verse 5, RSVCE. I can't name that ache, but I live with it. That development was more than a year away. It was a burial of joy, of innocence, of spiritual motion. Not in scars you could see, but in the ones that made it harder to love, harder to trust, harder to feel. I wrote my wife a letter on a flight home, years later, after Luanda. And in it, I finally found words. My time in Afghanistan took a part of my soul, of who I was. It cost me some measure of the love and joy I had for the world. I carry their names in my heart, four American brothers in arms who never made it home. Three Afghani boys, two forever changed, one forever gone. A young woman who woke up on an operating table to find she'd lost her parents, her brother, and both of her legs. The math doesn't add up. It never has. It's not supposed to. And in the weight of it, I did what wounded men do. I stopped moving. I handed out umbrellas in a storm while standing there soaked to the bone. I didn't lose my faith. I just stopped believing it could transform anything. I didn't stop loving God. I just stopped listening for his voice. And over time, my obedience shrank into survival. And I sat down on the fence. But I didn't just sit there. I built a home on it. I made the fence my fortress, mistaking stillness for healing. And the longer I stayed, the harder it became to imagine moving again.